Davis singles you up. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, it is 6:10. It's always so great to be with you. 33 degrees, cloudy skies, and you know, Patty, today's kind of a big day for us. Now, most people is not are really not going to care, but I feel like I've got to do a little, you know, just a little bit of this. Just a little
thank
snippet.
You for the memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
So here's the deal, which is kind of cool, is we are moving studios. So we're going from A Street. We're going over to Lewis Street. Where, you know, I know some portion of the audience was like, oh, Rick and Patty, you're leaving. Awesome. No, we're still here. We're not, you know, we could name some.
So, we're still going to be on your radio.
Yeah, we could name some names when we first came over from the Key. And I want to clarify that it wasn't our choice to come over here, which we love being here. Don't get us wrong. Do not get us wrong. We love being here. But has it been 3 years now? 2.5 years, 3 years, almost. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. But we had a big uproar, you know. It had nothing to do with us.
No.
Had a big uproar, and so we could name some people right now that were like, no, I'm, you know. But anyway, we're moving over to, we're going from A Street to Lewis Street. So that's...
literally, you know, a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. So we're getting, brand new equipment, and it's going to be awesome, and we're super excited about it. So tomorrow morning when we do this show, we'll be live from the brand new studio.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. So there might be some technical
difficulties. There might be some technical glitches.
Yeah, just giving you a heads up on it.
It's not like we don't have glitches already here.
Right, but it'll be...
Over there, it'll be different.
And brand new equipment, which is kind of exciting for us radio people, so it's nice we get new equipment.
Everything's touchscreen.
Yep, it's all touchscreen. It's going to be very fancy, almost like being on the Starship Enterprise. So, just letting you know, a little happy trails to this
old studio. Don't crash it, Rick.
Nah, don't crash it. So, a little happy trails for this old studio. All right, we still got one final day in this studio, so let's get working on it. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news coming up. Let's get your day started. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And Liar 624, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Always great to have you right beside us. And of course, Luke Combs, our great flyaway. We'll have more codes coming down 5 times today, Patty.
I can't believe it. It's going to be so exciting. Still people call, or not call, but will get in on the app chat. What do I do with this code? Where do I put it?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Right in the middle of when you open up the app for the first time, there's going to be a little What's Hot bar, and it's going to say Luke Combs, and you just go in there.
You just click on it and scroll down to... today's date.
Your date and time.
And time.
And what can get a little confusing is there's a lot of other ways you can enter the contest, which they tend to put at the top of it.
Yes.
So you just have to scroll to your date and time. So when we give you the number, let's say it's 205.
Just go and plug it in.
Plug it in. There you go. And good luck, Luke Combs, Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. That is coming up this morning at 8:20. All right, we're going to continue on our little Facebook fun with our holiday spirit that we're doing here. So hot cider or hot cocoa.
I like them both.
Is the Facebook fun today?
I'm going cider.
I'm going cocoa. So, all right, hot cider. Why hot cider?
I like hot cider, especially with a cinnamon stick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like hot cocoa. For me, that's about the only time of the year that I drink hot cocoa.
Really?
Is during the holidays.
Yeah, I never drink hot cocoa.
Like I would not drink hot cocoa in the summertime. I always drink it, always seems to like a little hot cocoa with marshmallows. Gotta have some marshmallows.
I do have a sugar-free carnation creamer, some kind of coffee creamer that makes my coffee kind of taste like hot cocoa.
Oh, nice. I like that. So we'll have some fun with you. Hot cider, hot cocoa. Already getting comments on Facebook. Let me pull this up real quick and who's already responding. Thanks, Kevin. He says cocoa. Yeah, I just feel like cocoa's, you know, it's the holidays.
I love hot cider, like I said, especially with that cinnamon stick.
All right, so that'll be the Facebook fun. You can chime in on it. Hot cider or hot cocoa. What's your preference? Going to share your comments on the way. It's 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. And you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Let's dive into those Nashville headlines.
All right. The NFL has announced Brandi Carlile and Charlie Puth as the performers before the start of Super Bowl 60. Brandy's going to perform America the Beautiful, while Charlie has been tapped to sing the national anthem. They, of course, joined previously announced halftime headliner Bad Bunny. The big game is taking place at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara on February 8th. It will air live on NBC and Peacock. Meanwhile, Megan Maroney tells People magazine that despite the glitz and glamour of stage life, off stage, she does try to keep things as normal as possible. She calls her mom 3 times a day. She says, as far as my everyday life, I feel like it's not that different. My best friends are still my best friends, and they're not in the music industry, and I'm still calling my mom 3 times a day. I have to. How about this one? Aerosmith and Youngblood seemingly teasing a song with Lainey Wilson.
Whoa!
This is different. In a post on social media, Aerosmith wrote, "A Wild Woman feature coming soon," referring to a track on their latest EP with Youngblood. One more time, they added there was a cowgirl who loved this song so much that we had to pass her on. Now, the band hasn't revealed when fans can expect the single to drop. Their post did include a photo of a cowboy hat made by Charlie One Horse in collaboration with Lainey Wilson. Finally, if you spend any time at all on social media, no doubt you're seeing the tidal wave of all these fake AI-generated pictures and stories about lots of celebrities. One country legend who has been the target of many of these fake stories is Willie Nelson, who at various times has died, adopted a homeless child, or even saved an entire animal shelter, depending on the AI-generated post. Rick, do you remember when I sent you?
I know. That one
I fell for it.
Oh, that one AI
generated. And I was devastated. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I scrambled. I was like, I got to go check. I got to figure this out. Yeah, this is crazy. AI.
He's speaking out about it on Instagram. Willie posted pics of him relaxing with one, giving the camera some obvious side eye. The caption reads, "If you believe those AI death stories one more time."
Yeah.
So not only is Willie still with us, he does see you AI slop creators. He's not amused in any way. I fell for it.
Yeah, we all did.
I was like, oh no.
It's gonna be a very sad day.
Because
he's one of the greats. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Langley, Don't Mind If I Do. Of course, they won big at the CMAs with that song right there. And they'll be winning big as they're getting back together, maybe for some future duets.
I love them together.
Yeah, I love her voice. I've become a huge Ella Langley.
I like the way she talks.
Yeah, Choosing Texas, her new song that we're playing. I love that. I don't know. You know, when you don't see somebody for the first time, you get this impression. Like, I was like, oh, she's blonde. And then the minute I saw her, no, she's brunette.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you get this image in your head of what she looks like. And then when you see her for the first time, you're like, oh, that's what she looks like. Anyway, love Ella Langley. Love the fact that she's having all the success. And her voice is so good. Just so unique. And
I agree.
And great sound.
Yes.
And great sounding. All right, Other People's Problems coming up in just about 10 minutes. Give you a chance to stick our noses where it doesn't belong. We got another situation going on. Should you get back with your ex? So we'll talk about that. And you're not getting back with your ex because you love them. You're getting back with your ex because, well, financially, this might be the way to go.
Oh.
So you can check that out. It's already posted on Facebook. We'll get the comments going in just a little bit. And also, if you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop it open. Lots of things going on up there. Number one, your grocery bags are going to go up to 12 cents. Right now, they're 8 cents.
I carry my own.
That's the best way to handle that situation. I look like a fool going out of the store because I'm usually stacked up with groceries. And they're like, are you sure you don't want a bag? I'm like, I'm saving myself 8 cents.
Now you're going to be saving 12 cents?
Yeah, 12 cents.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, anyway, my wife, the hilarity at our house, is my wife will get rid of my plastic bags.
Are you a plastic bag saver?
Yes. Remember back here behind the file cabinet here. Yeah. I had a bunch of plastic bags from Yolks. So I save them and use them later. And my wife, of course, has the other one, the cloth ones.
Okay.
And so nothing irritates her more than when I hang my plastic bag in the pantry. And it always disappears, and she always throws it away.
I use all the plastic bags. Let's be honest. They're great trash can liners.
Oh, there you go. See, there's different things that you can do. So, yeah, but I just know that that little irritation for my wife is, why is there a plastic bag
Maybe you will get a cloth bag for Christmas, Rick.
Well, we have a bunch of cloth bags, but I don't use them, and so that's her hint. Like, hint. You know, so she's just so...
I understand.
I love my wife, but she's so dang particular. That's all. It's weird. It's just like, hey, you know, it's plastic bag. For me, it's like, how is this plastic bag bothering you?
Well, it just does.
It does, exactly. So, young man, that's just called being married, if you're just curious about that. Also, North Cascades up there, what's going on with Highway 20?
It's closing on Thursday. Well, it closes every year for the season, but there's an impending storm, and they're like, yeah, we're shutting it down. So Thursday, 6 p.m., that's the magical date and time.
That's the shutoff.
Yep, December 4th.
Well, all those articles and more, hey, they're posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Mackenzie Porter thinking about you, and Luke Combs, Vegas, thinking about you. Another code on the way this morning, 820, brought to you by our friends right there at Legends Casino. And we'll get you a chance to fly out of here and go to Vegas. And Luke Combs is going to be an amazing Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. It's already cold here. I'm ready to go warm up in Vegas. Why not?
Let's go to Vegas. And we'll give you a code five times a day. First code coming down at 820. So Laura's got a situation, other people's problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic. What's going on with Laura?
Okay, Rick and Patty, here's my situation. 2 years ago, my husband left me for a younger woman. Shockingly, it didn't work out. We share two kids. Things have gotten civil again, and we've been hanging out a little. He's been begging me to take him back, and at first it was a hard no. I've moved on, or at least I thought I had, but lately I've been really struggling financially, and I keep wondering if I do take him back, would it make life easier? I do still care about him in some ways, and the kids adore him, but he also broke my trust. I don't know if I could ever love him the same. So here's the question. Would it be a terrible idea to take him back, mostly for financial reasons? Am I about to make a huge mistake just because money is tight? Or is it practical since we have kids together? I'm really lost here. Laura in Richland.
So I've seen a couple of these situations in my lifetime. And now hopefully my neighbor who lives next door to us, and she might be listening, sorry. Their household, she does live with her ex. He lives in the basement. Now, I don't know the whole details of their relationship.
Whatever works, works.
Right. So I do know that I'm making the assumption, and she can correct me later because she will when she sees me. Rick, this is the dealio. Anyway, all I know is he does live in the basement, and I think they owned the house together. When they were together, they bought the house. Uh-huh. So, but every time I've ever talked to her, it's a very clear message that I'm not with him.
Oh, you know, yeah.
So even though they live in this house together, they're not together. So, and again, I understand, you know, in this day and age where groceries are crazy, gas is crazy, everything's crazy, that might be a situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, she writes, you're good. We're best friends. I told you. She was going to respond. She just Facebooked me. So, yeah, they're good friends. So I understand the situation. I understand this particular situation. So,
do they have children?
Yeah, you can. She'll respond. Do you guys have children together? I know they have grandkids and stuff. Three. Oh, okay. They've got three. Thank you. So yeah, I'm not gonna say your name because I, you know, but she's responding right now. So on Facebook. So yeah, she's got.
Hey,
three
whatever
kids.
Works for people works for people, and I think that's great. Mom and dad are, you know, under the same roof. Hey.
So yeah,
who am I to judge?
Yeah, they've got three kids and seven grandkids.
Whoa.
So anyway, yeah, he's
nice.
He's in the basement and they're not together. So, but they're good friends. So, now, I mean, I guess if you lay out the details like, hey, it's only, we're going to do this because it's money, mm-hmm. not that we're together, then that might be a situation you can work out. Now, if the guy's expecting something, that's a whole different bag, right? Laura, that's a whole different bag.
You know what? Even for families, times have changed. Kids are staying at home longer. More so. I mean, when I was 16, I was out the door. See ya. Not 18.
Oh, yeah.
I was, you know, I couldn't wait to grow up. I graduated early, and I mean, I wanted to start life. Looking back on it now, I mean, shoot, I'd still be living at home with my mom and dad if I could.
Well, we got Kyron. You know? We got Kyron in the garage. So yes, and he's going to be what, 22, 23,
and he's making big bucks.
And he's actually
doing his thing.
Almost making more. He's doing construction, almost making more money than I am in radio. And his mom's like, you're not living here till you're 30, dude. You know, you better get it, you know, because he's a hard worker.
Yeah.
He's a construction worker.
Yeah, I
get
it.
But it's like, you don't get to just stay here forever. So they got to figure that out. All right, Laura, we're going to do our best to solve it for you. Thank you, my neighbor. I don't know if she'd feel comfortable if I said her name, so I'm not going to say your name. But thanks for the Facebook messaging. Yeah, they got three kids and seven grandkids. So, and he's down there in the basement. That I can tell you. So, I think if you lay out the terms, hey, you know what? If we're going to live together for financial reasons,
sure. Here's
the terms.
I mean,
lay a hand on me and I'm going to hit you. If you try to paw me, I'm going to hit you. Or if you really do want to get back together with the guy, that's also an option too. So, all right, there you go. Other people's problems. Thanks, Cliff Septic. Let us know. Chime in, Facebook. Call us, 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
KORD, got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Right now, about 34 degrees. Luke Combs, our great flyaway to Vegas, is coming up around the corner for you. Well, a brand new survey, Patty. 61% of parents believe their kids are more financially responsible than they are. Other findings, 75% of parents give their kids a monthly allowance.
Oh.
The average monthly allowance for kids today is $52, with $36 more than what their parents received at their age. So, wow. $50, that's a pretty darn good allowance.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Now, we don't have the
Is that a monthly allowance?
That's the average monthly allowance. So, looking back when you were a kid, what was your monthly allowance?
Like 50 cents. And for the month, it'd probably be a dollar.
So,
I think it was like 50 cents a week.
So, as a teenager, did your parents give you an allowance as a teenager?
No.
Okay, you didn't get allowances.
I had a job when I was a teenager. I worked at Rack's Roast Beef.
All right. So, when I was a kid, I've talked about this a lot. Mine was a buck a week. 50 cents went to my comic book, and then 25 cents went into savings. And 25 cents went for birthdays and anniversaries.
Look at you.
So that was the kind of financial responsibility.
Now, Rick.
That's my foster mom,
birthdays,
Pearl.
Birthdays and anniversaries, huh?
Yep, exactly. And I remember one year for Disneyland, we got to go to Disneyland. My foster parents took me to Disneyland. And I saved $20.
Spend at Disneyland?
Which was like in 1970-something, probably a heck of a lot of money for a little kid.
Yeah.
And I remember going to buy a store in Disneyland. And I saw something. I go, oh, I want that. And my mom goes, well, you have your own money. And guess what I did? I didn't buy it.
You didn't have enough.
No.
Oh.
I didn't buy it. Why didn't I buy it? What was the lesson, Patty? So I saved my own $20, right? And I go into a store and she's like, oh, you could buy that if you want. You know, I want this, mom. And she goes, well, you have your own money. Well,
apparently it wasn't worth it. To you,
it's amazing. So the best lesson you ever learn. It's so funny. That's one of the best lessons you ever learn is, oh, it's if it's my own money, I may not want that. But if it's mom's money, right? You spend like a drunken sailor, right? So it taught me that lesson that, yeah, do you really want that or you just think you want that?
I go through that every day with my husband about what he's going to buy or what he wants.
Right, okay.
He can't make a decision.
All right, well.
And I'm like,
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know about
that. I just go, get it.
So,
get it.
Megan and I are totally different. Megan can make, when it comes to money, she'll just go buy it. She'll just go, I'm just go buy it. So, I'm much more of a thinker like that. So, when you were younger, what is the grossest, dirtiest, or craziest chore your parents ever made you earn your allowance? So, if you've got any of that, I know I used to have to pull thistles. They're called thistles, and I used to pull that for allowance money. So, And they were plentiful down.
I didn't like pulling weeds. I remember every year though, my parents made us rake the yard, and we had a big backyard.
So that with the leaves and stuff, that was not fun.
So many leaves. I was like, why can't we be like normal people and just go over them with the lawnmower?
I also talked a lot about. I had amazing foster parents. Well, then I got put back in the system, and I ended up getting adopted out. So one of the things that the adopted parent, I do not acknowledge it. She had me rub her feet every night. And I thought that was the most disgusting, grossest.
That is gross.
And here I am. I'm sorry you had to do that. And being
that's
a teenager.
Oh,
and
no.
guess what I didn't get? There was no allowance in this house. You know what I'm saying? You lived under fear. And anyway, here I am in high school rubbing this person's feet.
Nope.
And so to this day, I
you probably hate feet.
I it'll make me puke.
Oh,
I just
gosh.
It but it was gross. And I remember having to beg my adopted parent, like, hey man, you know, I'm 15 years old.
And
it was interesting. You'd finish dinner.
That's a power thing.
No, you'd finish dinner and she'd point to her feet, go and my brother Tuffy and I had to go down there and rub those nasty, gnarly And I want to cuss, but I'm not going to cuss about it. So
I don't.
I'm very traumatized by that situation.
Well, yes. So, we are for you.
That's so let's take some calls. I didn't mean to bring everybody down. So 547 KORD, younger, what grossest, dirtiest, craziest chore your parents made you do to make an allowance, to get an allowance? All right. What'd they make you do? We want to know. Calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
It's 1027-KORD with Rick and Patty. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in on your morning commute. Appreciate you. 35 degrees and going to get a little warmer. Going to be near 50 on Friday. So
wow.
58 on Saturday is what it's saying. So, but again, we're just going to enjoy it while we got it. Luckily, hey, if the snow avoids us, we're good with that. I know that Highway 20 North Cascades, that's all shutting down. So higher elevations, definitely be aware of that if you're traveling. So a brand new survey says the average kid gets $52 with a monthly allowance and 36 more than we got when we were kids. So when you were younger, what was the grossest, dirtiest, or craziest chore your parents made you do to earn the allowance? Now, Patty says that when she was a teenager, she didn't get an allowance. And when I got adopted out when I was a teenager, I didn't get an allowance either. So I had no allowance. I ended up mowing lawns and pulling weeds to get extra money, different things like that is what I ended up doing. So, but I'm sure some people have got some crazier stories for us. So 547 KORD. So what happened? What did you do?
I had to clip my grandma's toenails.
What?
And, like, they were so crudded and so sharp. They, like, she was cutting people. They were cutting herself with them. So I had to get down there and use clippers and these scissors and everything. And then I had to thaw them out. Like, it was so nasty. But my parents had me get down there and do it because they couldn't get down there. And I hated it. And they paid me $10 to clip my grandma's toenails. I was so grossed out. I was like, I had to put something around my face because I was scared they're going to get my mouth and my ears, everything. I was freaked out.
Oh, gosh. Look at that.
Of course you were. Oh, Why would you put a kid through that?
Dad, She got paid ten dollars.
Nope, not like, enough. Not enough.
Yeah, there are some chores on this planet that there will never be any amount of money that I'm just not interested.
Now, she sounded young, but I'd be like, Grandma, we can go get a pedicure.
Yeah,
let's go do that.
Why don't you take the money and go get the pedicure there? 547 KORD. Grossest, dirtiest, craziest chore your parents had you do. What do you got for us?
I used to have to clean out the outhouse.
Okay.
We lived on a farm and had an outhouse.
All right.
And every few months we'd have to go out and use buckets and throw water up on the walls, get all the cobwebs and stuff down. It was nasty.
I'm glad I didn't live during those times. I'm not really going to be out there cleaning the outhouse. You guys, see, whenever I ask the questions, I know you guys always come up with great stories. So what's the grossest, dirtiest, craziest chore your parents made you do to earn some allowance? We want to know. Keep the calls coming. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
7:50, your morning commute, 35 degrees, cloudy skies for you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much. And this holiday season, we're doing so many cool things. Number one, Light Up Tri-Cities. Very excited. Campbell & Company, a chance at $500 with all those awesome decorations, Patty.
Yes, once you get your homes completely decorated and the lights are on, you need to upload those on the KORD mobile app, a photo, and who knows, you could be the winner, the $500.
And the nice thing is businesses can do this also. If it could be yard decorations, doesn't have to be all attached to your house.
I am seeing plenty of homes.
Yeah, and be a part of Light Up Tri-Cities. Also, we got so many great things. You can win a Target Visa gift card, a $500 value there, thanks to our friends at Golf Universe. And
well, they're going to match it with another $500,
That's $1,000.
Yes.
So a lot of ways to win a bunch of holiday things from us. And again, besides Luke Combs, I know we got that going on with Legends, but there's so much going on the app. And so it's another great reason to download the app. You literally, in this universe, everything is an app these days. You were just talking earlier about coming back from Leavenworth and going to McDonald's. Now, and they even ask you, do you want this on the app, or are you when you pull into the drive-thru?
I don't order on the app. Nope, but we went through the drive-thru.
But everything is the app.
Everything is app-centered these days.
Even when you go through there, like, would you like to, are you using the app today? No, I just want a burger. Anyway, I just want my radio station. So go get the KORD mobile app.
Right on.
And we're going to reward you for listening to KORD. Win these great prizes from us, 1027 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Patty, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, if you didn't know it, today is Make a Gift Day. So
What kind of gift?
I think those are some of the best gifts are the homemade gifts that you get. Think about when you were a kid and you made your mom something really sweet and special. Did your mom save any of your gifts when you made something?
Dad did. Okay. I have a pencil holder pencil or pen holder, you know, that you make with a soup can.
Yeah. So was your dad more sentimental than your mom?
They both
are very sentimental that way.
I mean, she held on to a lot of stuff. I have a lot of artwork, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
You know,
all
the stuff that you'd put up on the refrigerator with the magnets.
Yeah.
Got all of it.
So what's the best homemade holiday gift that you ever received that you can recall?
I made quite a few of them, but...
I've received some really cool things like...
I got a macaroni necklace once. I remember that.
Okay. Who made the macaroni necklace?
The kids that I babysat for.
Okay. So that was kind of cool.
What about you? What have you received, Rick?
I was thinking...
Did Logan make you something?
I'm sure there's something stored away in...
Did he make you an ashtray?
No, nothing like that. nothing like that. I mean, he might have made a birthday card or a Christmas card. I know that one of my favorite gifts that I have, and it sits in our room, in my man cave, is there's a blanket that got done through Etsy. That's got all the dogs on it, and it says man's best friend. And so it's our dog. So I've got a blanket. Of course, it's full of dog hair because it's in the man cave.
I get that.
And Roxy sleeps on it. But it's one of my favorite gifts of all time.
Yeah.
And then before Phoebe passed away, Megan had done this art auction to where this painter, and you've seen this picture of Phoebe that hangs on our wall like a portrait. It's a portrait.
Yeah.
And before she passed away, we got that. And so so those were kind of...
it's a nice memory.
Yeah, some great memories there. So the best homemade holiday gift you ever received, what made it so special and creative? 547-KORD. If you got a great gift like that, let us know. What do you got?
It was Christmas Day.
Okay.
Snowing outside, and the mailman knocked at my door, and it was a gift from my niece. She made me a picture frame out of popsicle sticks.
Oh, wow.
With her picture in it. It was so adorable.
Yeah,
I put it up on the mantle, and I had to call her right away and tell her how much that made my heart just swell.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
I bet
that's so adorable. I know that we got a picture one year from Megan's niece Ava. She was the cutest little girl. Now she's like 17 years old, but she was the cutest little girl, and she's dressed as Supergirl. And so it's really cute.
Oh.
And she's flying, you know, like she's flying or whatever. So it's super cute. So that sits in one of our rooms. So love these homemade gifts. Today is Make a Gift Day. Share with us. Did you ever get a great homemade gift? Let us know. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Bill and Scott, boys back home right now. 709 is your code for our Luke Combs flyaway. Thanks to Legends Casino right now. 709 is your code on the KORD mobile app. All right, other people's problems. Laura's got quite the predicament going on. What's going on with Laura here?
Rick and Penny, my situation is this. 2 years ago, my husband left me with a younger woman. Well, of course, it didn't work out. We share two kids. Things have gotten civil again, and we've been hanging out a little. So he's begging me to take him back. At first, it was a hard no. I've moved on, or at least I thought I had. But lately, we've been struggling financially. I keep wondering, though, I've been struggling financially, and I'm wondering if I take him back, would that make life easier? I do still care about him in some ways. The kids adore him, but he also broke my trust. I don't know if I could ever love him the same. So here's the question. Is it terrible for me to take him back, mostly for financial reasons? Am I about to make the huge mistake just, you know, because money is tight? Or is it practical since we have kids together? I'm really lost. Laura in Richland.
Man, oh man. A lot of comments on Facebook. We'll do our best to sift through them all. Start us off here, Patty.
Don't take him back. This is from Levi. You know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He's not going to stay faithful. You'll find someone. Just keep going.
Cola says, honestly, give it time and keep doing what you need to do for yourself and your babies. If you have trust issues, let him know that. Also, if you're in a financial bind, ask him if he will help you out. I mean, you guys have kids together, but don't go back with him just because of his money. And that's Cola.
Pam says getting back together for financial reasons is never a good idea. What makes you think he's not going to dump you again next time for a younger woman when she catches his eye? You're better off moving on.
Daniel says, I don't think anyone here can help. All I see is man-hating comments. But if you do decide to take him back, you will have to decide if you can forgive and move forward. You will also end up back in divorce if you're bringing it up. I would recommend counseling to help you work through it. Couples have recovered and lasted. Good luck. And that's from Daniel. He is right. There are second chances in the world. I get it.
Check out Stephanie. Listen to me very carefully. He does not love you. He may think he does, but someone who loves you wouldn't do that or this to you. He's just looking for a place to stay with a woman to take care of him. It's not about love. It's not about the kids. It's about having a woman to care for him. If you take him back, you'll be asking him to break your heart and your kids' hearts all over again.
I like what Kelly says. If you love someone, let them go. If they come back, let them go again. It means nobody liked him. And that's from Kelly.
Sheena says never get into a relationship due to financial need. And Barbie says take him back on your terms. Make it work for you.
Did you do Katie? Don't do it. Always a cheater. Don't do it. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Delavan says tell him to kick rocks.
Yeah. Wow.
I'd rather be broken homeless than go back with my ex.
Yeah, Sarah, it's already proven that he'll leave you for someone else. Why would you show your kids that is okay by getting back together with him for whatever reason? What's going to happen when he finds a new supply again? Throws your lives in turmoil and chaos. So, Sarah, man, it was kind of...
Everybody's saying don't take him back.
Yeah.
The only person was Barbie, and she always goes the other way.
It's a mixed bag today for you know, do I believe in second chances? Absolutely, I do believe in second chances. Do I believe in third and fourth chances? No, I do not believe in third or fourth chances. So it's quite the situation, but... just for financial is, I mean, it just never ends up the way you want it to end up.
I wouldn't
up.
Take him back for financial reasons.
Or if you're going to do it, you set the ground rules and you're like, this is the parameters in which you live, and you step outside of it, your butt is out of here. So we did our best to solve it for you. Man, this is a very touchy situation, Laura. Good luck in the future. Let us know how it turns out. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.